Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Engelter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Jasbir Gandhi, date of birth 2/13/1954, date of procedure March 21st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Engelter, DO, referring physician is Dr. Anita Vemulapalli. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, hot snare polypectomy. Indication is FOBT positive, stools, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, that's it. Description procedure. Informed consent was pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug errors, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, system malignancy, well explained to the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy, so we place in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, service of monitored anesthesia care. Period, a well-lubricated lymph video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination of the other duodenum pulled. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, who is obtained in cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before scope period. Patient is then turned around in the lateral position. Period, as digital rectal exam is around. Period, a well-lubricated lymph video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period, careful examination is made to the cecum, the cecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sitting colon, the rectum. Period, terminal aneurysm was also intubated in a value. Period, a retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period, Boston bowel prep score was graded as a eight, 3-3-2, comma, good prep. Period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, next line, proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 36 centimeters from the plaque. Next line, there was evidence of erosive gastritis. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the anterior body separately for histology and through lead H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the implant appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were two approximately 68 millimeter cecal sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two ascending colon sessile polyps. Period one was approximately 7 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two very flat hepatic flexure sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. These were approximately 6 to 7 millimeters in size. Next line, there were two transverse colon sessile polyps, period. One was approximately 6 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were four diminutive sessile descending colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was one sessile approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy and total. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of scattered diverticulous sclerotome with some impacted and inverted chicks, period. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhage noted on retroflexion. There were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily for 8 weeks, comma. Prescription has been sent to the pharmacy. Next line, would recommend recall colonoscopy in 1 year pending PATH. Next line, If patient is found to be iron deficient, if patient is found to have iron deficiency anemia, I would recommend tocam endoscopy in light of FOBT positive stools. Next line. Follow up in office's privacy schedule. Next line. Recommend increasing water intake and fiber intake as well as fiber supplements as needed. Next line. May need genetic testing pending results of biopsies. Next line. Follow up in office's privacy scheduled.